Okay, today is Daf Yudalid. We're on Daf Yudalid of the second line. And here we go. Tanya Nami Hachi. Learned similarly in a Braisa. Hakori Eshma, if you're in the middle of Shema, Upaga Bo Rabo O Godol Haimenu, and you bump into your Rav or someone greater than you, so Biprakim, in between the Prakim, Shoel Neha Kavod. You're allowed to say hello to him out of Kavod. The Ein Tzarech Lomar Shehu Meshiv, and there's no question that you could answer him if he greets you first. The Emtza, in the middle of a Perek, Shalom B'nei Ayira, you can only say Shalom because you're afraid of the guy. The Ein Tzarech Lomar Shehu Meshiv, and there's no question you could answer. Divrei Meir, Rabbi Yehuda said, Be Emtza, in the middle of a Perek, Shalom B'nei Ayira, Umeshiv B'nei Akavod. You can only greet somebody out of Yira, and you can answer back somebody out of Kavod. Uba Prakim, and if you're in the middle of the Prakim, in between Prakim, which is more Makel, Shal Bnei HaYira, Shal Bnei HaKavod, I'm sorry, Umeshiv Shalom L'chol Adam. Okay, and that's what we said before, and these halachas don't really come up, because you don't have that kind of society anymore, that your middle shul, no one's going to bother you, but these are halachas that are on the books. Okay, next. Boy mine Ache. What is Ache? So says Rashi, Kach Shemo. His name was Ache. Anybody know who Ache was? The Madni Yontif said there was somebody in the Torah named Ache. He's one of Binyamin's sons. Binyamin had 10 sons, one of them was Ache. Anyway, Ache said, Tana de Be'er B'chia Me'er B'chia. Behalel Ubi Megillah Mahu She Yifsak. Are you allowed to be Masak? Are you allowed to talk in the middle of Hallel? Are you allowed to talk in the middle of the Megillah? Are you allowed to do that? No, we say no, right? Look at, you see this gigantic Tosfos? It's so complicated. So first of all, the Gemara is never going to say, what does it mean the Bein HaPrakim of the Megillah anyway? Then at the end of Perek Aleph, at the end of Perek Beis, what does that even mean? Is that what it means, Bein HaPrakim? Between the Prakim? The Gemara never addresses it.
Megillah's Esther.
We assume that Bein HaPrakim of Hallel is in between each parak of Hallel. Right? We assume that's what it means. No one can question that. Okay. Anyway, Amrin and Kal V'Chomer. So we can say the following Kal V'Chomer. Krishma Doraisa. Krishma, which is a Doraisa, Posek. And we do have rules of interrupting. We do have rules like that. So Hallel Derabanan Mibaya. Hallel, which is only Derabanan. No question about it. Right, no question about it. We assume that Hallel is the Rabbanon. Right, it's actually one of the seven mitzvahs, the Rabbanon, of saying Hallel. There is a Chassam Sofer that says that Hallel on Chanukah, even though Chanukah, the Yontif of Chanukah, is the Rabbanon, the Hallel is the Doraisa because it's Hallel on the Shevach of being saved from a Nes. For example, not every Yontif is Hallel have anything to do with a Nes. For example, Shmini Atzeres. That's nothing to do with a Nes. Or Nis involved. So it's Yontif, Shavuos, not a Nis, even Sukkot. Not a Nis, only one is a Pesach. Right? So the Hallel is not tied to a Nis really, except for Chanukah. Maybe Pesach. Anyway, but we assume that it's the Darabanan. So Hallel, Darabanan. So Krishma is a Daraisa, and you have rules of interrupting. So for sure Hallel. Oh, Dilma, no. Pursue a Nisa Adif. The idea of pursuing Nisa, which applies all of a sudden by Hallel, and for sure by the Megillah, maybe that's even greater. So Amalei, he tells him back, Posig the Ein Bekach Klum. Yeah, you could interrupt by Hallel, it's not a problem. Don't worry about it. Amar, don't worry about it. Fine. Now, we know there are two types of Hallel. There's whole Hallel and half Hallel. Right? So, Amar Rabba, wait. On days when a Yachid completes the Hallel, it doesn't mean a Yachid. It even means a Tzibur. It's the first line of Tosfos on top. Lav dafka Yachid, ela afilu Tzibur. Doesn't mean a Yachid. Why is it called a Yachid? Because Tosfos says, it's not in the Beis HaMikdash where everybody's together. It's not like that anymore. Those days are over. So therefore, it's like a yachid. Even though it doesn't mean a yachid, it means a tzibur. Anyway, there are days when a yachid is gomer the halal. What are those days? There were 18 days. 8 of Chanukah, 8 of Sukkot, 1 day of Pesach, and 1 day of Shavuos. That's 18. In Chutz La'aretz, you add on 3 more days. Second day Pesach, second day Shavuos, and an extra day for Sukkot. Right? For Simchas Torah. Right? The 21 days. 18 or 21. Those are the only times you say full halal. Right? Now, says Rabbah here, Bein Perek LePerek Posek, in between each Perek you could talk, Be'emta HaPerek ain't a Posek. Be'emta HaPerek, in the middle you're not allowed to talk. V'yamim She'ein HaYachid Go B'henes HaHalel, on a day when you don't finish Halel, what days are those? Shmini Rosh Chodesh, Chol Hamoed Pesach, and the second days of Pesach. Right? Is that it? That's it. Right? Tosfos talks about Pesach night over here. But even if you say Halal and Shul, we say for Halal and Shul. Right? We say for Halal and Shul. We're talking about Yom Atzmut. So that if people say it, it's because it's a nace. Right? So they say, I think anyone who says it says full halal, no? They say full halal. They don't say half, they say full. But it's not in the Gemara. It's like a
what?
Right. Right, so in theory, right, so there's a Gemara that says, that you don't say halal every day. Right? Even without a bracha. Because you're minimizing it. So that's one of the times. I'll say halal today. You just don't say halal. Even though all it is tehillim. What's the problem with that? The answer is, because you don't just do that whenever you feel like it. It becomes like a weekday thing, right? Like you're diving through it like Ashrei, right? It has no meaning. Exactly. That's the theory behind it. You don't do that every day. You do it like one or two other times a year, right? So that criticism is a little hard to... Throughout the Middle Ages, they would call these Purim Cottons. When there's some nace would happen to some town, so they would say halal on that day. Nobody had a problem with that. Nobody had a problem with that. Well, I say halal. I say halal every day. You say halal for the Rambam wrote that he found some Torah that he had traced back to Ezra, like it was an original Torah with all the Masorah correct. He said halal that day for the rest of his life. He was so excited. Right? No one criticized him for that. Anyway, we're getting off topic. Anyway, so it's a day that yamim she'ein yachid gorben is a halal, on a day when you don't finish halal, right? Afilu be'emta perik posek. Then even in the middle you could stop. Even in the middle you could be posek. Now the Gemara says, Aini, is that true? V'harav Rav Bar Shabbe de Ravina. Rav went to visit, Rav Bar Shava went to Ravina. V'yamim she'ein ha'yachid gomer etz ha'halalhu. It was like, let's say, Rosh Chodesh. V'lo pasuklei. Didn't stop for him. He didn't interrupt to say hello to him. So what kind of kash is that? Shani Rav Rav Ashwad. L'chash shevaled Ravina. Well, he didn't hold from Ravina. So he didn't think that Ravina was important enough to stop. So he didn't interrupt to him. End of the Gemara. Now, what's this gigantic tosis about? So we'll pick up in the middle of it. I'm not going to read the whole thing. It's too long. And it gets a lot off topic. But I would say it's about 8-9 lines down from the skinny lines. There's a dot, and it says Basra de Tainus. And then it says in parentheses, Daf Chof Ches Amid Beis. He's discussing whether or not you say a bracha on Halel on Rosh Chodesh, which the Sfaradim do not do. The Sfaradim are not going to hold like this Tosfos. But listen to the reasons Tosfos says you should do, say with a bracha. See if they make sense. Tosfos says, you see it between Mashaberek Basra de Tainus? He's talking about whether or not you say a halal with a bracha on Rosh Chodesh. He says, there's a story in the Gemara there. Rav Iklal Bavel. Rav walks into a shul in Bavel, and we're assuming that Rav did not walk in late. He was on time. So he was there, and he was on time. And he's sitting there in the shul. He was not his shul, so he didn't want to say anything. He's in the back. And Chazinu Dehavik HaKari Rosh Chodesh. And they're reciting Halal on Rosh Chodesh. What's going on in this place? Savar lipit la'afzikinu. He wanted to get up and stop them. He wanted to stop them. However, Pirush, Shahaya Sover, he thought, Shahaya Gomrim Oso, that they were saying full hollow. Kibun dechazet dekam dalgi, then he saw that he said chatzihal, they skipped. Then he said, ah, Omar, shmamina minigav atzeyim biyadeyim. It's just a minhag. It's just a minhag. Alma, therefore, the yamim de ein gomer v'hanes ha'halal, ein chovel omro. It's not a chiyuv. Rav said that. Ah, it's a minhag. In Rav's shul, they didn't say it at all. Correct. And he comes to his foreign shul, and he sees them saying halal. He's about to stop them. Then he saw they skip lo lanu. They said, oh, it's just a minhag. That's not saying full halal even. I'm going to let that go. Now, Umasha Anu Omer Moso, and I that we say it, Hanu Mishur Minhag, it's only a minhag. Tosus is going to say, obviously it was with a bracha. Because then Rav should have immediately said, what's going on here? A bracha? That's not why Rav let it go. He let it go because he saw they were skipping. That's Tosus' proof that they said a bracha. Because the minute they said the bracha, he should have got up there screaming. He didn't say a word. The bracha didn't bother him. The whole thing bothered him. But then when he saw the skipping, he let it go. Don't worry, they get out of this riot. Don't worry. You say came late. You say came late. He missed the bracha. Well, what's going on in here? Now we don't assume he came late. Right? And then he says, because of Machzor Vitri, the Machzor Vitri held, Kivan She'eno El HaMinhag Ba'alma, since it's only a minhag, Lama Varchinan Aleha. You don't make a bracha on a minhag. You don't make a bracha on a minhag. We do not make a bracha on Hoshanas. It's only a minhag. You don't make a bracha on a minhag. Says the Machzor Vitri, if Hal on Rosh Chodesh is a minhag, the question is why they established that minhag. That's a good question. Where did that minhag come from? It didn't come from out of thin air, but it's a minhag. Rav said it's a minhag. We assume it. Right. Umihu Amar Rabbeinu Tam De'eno Raya. That's not a Raya. Why not? Listen to this. Why not? The atilto picking up Hoshanis, vadai lo mevarchinon. You for sure don't make a bracha on that. For sure not. Aval al mitzvah, but on a mitzvah, what mitzvah are you talking about? On a mitzvah, pshita de mevarchinon. For sure you make a bracha. Why? Tahachazin, listen to this, Raya. Tahachazin a kol yontav sheni, eina ela minhaga. Yontav sheni is only a minhag. Umavarchinon, and you make a bracha on that. It's a minhag. Tosfos calls it a minhag. Right? Tosfos calls it a minhag here. They get at it and says it's a very strong raya. Everybody makes a bracha second day yontif, right? The imata, they make a bracha on that second day yontif, and maror, and all the things, and davening, it's all. So there is a Gemara that say that second day Yontif, even though today, why is there a second day Yontif today? There's no reason for it. There's no reason for a second day Yontif today. Yeah. Right, so why is there one? The answer is, minhag avaseyim biyadeyim. The Gemara says that already. In the 400s, 500s, the Gemara already says that. It's a minhag. So if it's a minhag, why are you making brachas? Says Tosfos, you can make a bracha on a minhag. Why don't you make a bracha on Hoshanas? Good question. So Tosfos just it's tiltul ba'alma. So what?
Why say on the second day or third day?
No, because it's minhag avaseyim biyadeyim. So what's the difference between lulav and Hoshanas? Yeah. There is no difference, right? Tosfos' difference is very, very hard to understand. The ones that is a very strong question. At the end of the day, why are you saying bracha on second day? It's only a minhag. So the answer is, The phrase minhag avaseyim biyadeyim didn't mean it's a minhag in the word hilchos minhag. Such a thing as a minhag. That's not what it meant. It meant it's a din derabanan. It's a din derabanan. Why did the rabbanan establish a din derabanan? Because it already developed into a minhag. For so many years it was like that. So they let it stand. It's not a minhag from hilchos, from Torah's minhag. It's really a din derabanan, like what you said. Why? The Gemara does call it a minhag. It does have certain aspects of a minhag. For example, what if you're an Israeli in America? Or what if you're in Chutz La'aretz, you go to Israel, second day, what do you do? Do you have the minhagim where you came from, the minhagim where you're going to? In those aspects, it has like a minhag. But in the fact that you make gemara, it's not because of minhag. Yeah, the gemara does say minhag. That's not what it meant. That's those who argue on this Torah will say that. But I agree with you that even if you want to say it's a genuine bona fide minhag, Tosfos' difference between Oshanis and Lulav second day are very, it doesn't, it's a hair splitting. He says, Oshanis is tiltil ba'alma. But that's a mitzvah. What's how's not a mitzvah? It's a mitzvah derabanan. But it's only a minhag. It's a very, very slight difference. What's, you know what I'm saying? It's very, very big difference. Very, very hard to understand what the difference is. That's his first raya. V'hachanami mashma. Listen to this. Tells us you have to say that it's a bracha on, it's a bracha on halal. Why? Di lomav rachinon. If you're not going to make a bracha, my hafsaka shayach be. What's the issue? You're not allowed to talk in the middle of halal. What's the issue? If you don't make a bracha, why can't you talk? Obviously, you made a bracha. What do you think of that, Raya? It's a pretty good Raya, right? Right? Says the Ran, what kind of Raya is that? The Ran says, it's not a Raya. It's not appropriate to talk during halal. It's not anything to do with a bracha. It's just not appropriate. You're middle of davening, you don't talk. Right? Nothing to do with, because the bracha, therefore, doesn't let you talk. Nothing to do with that. But you read it at first blush, it sounds so good. And the Ran says, what kind of Raya is that? Right? Who's just in the middle of davening, Gehal Tashem, it's a special day, whatever it is, a minhag, not a minhag, it's still Pesach, Rosh Chodesh, whatever it is. You don't talk in the middle. I don't talk during davening. You just... That what? You can't talk anytime. Right? I hear you. Right, so let's say, is there any time davening where there's no bracha? Yeah, Tachnon. So you're not still talking to Tachnon. Right? Ashri Vol Tzion. No bracha there. So you should sit in shmooze. You're not supposed to. Is that right? Now, do you need a Gemara to tell me that? Right? That's what Iran's saying. You don't need a Gemara for that. Good question. Good point. So you think Tosfos makes more sense than the Ran?
For now.
Then he says, V'od Nira, Rachinan al Minhaga. And I'll tell you the last Raya they make a bracha on a Minhag. Mehad Rav. From the story of Rav. All the way at Kanish. They went to the shul. Imlo baruchu betchila, and my lo hergish rash to have him in haga adchi dalgo. Why didn't Rav realize it's minhag until they skipped? Right? Elavadai baruchu. They must have made a bracha, but they should have varchin betuv al minhaga. For there's no problem with making a bracha on a minhag. Ubeshvil kain lo hergish adchi hidlag. Rav had no problem with the bracha. Rav had no problem with that. His only problem was what's going on here altogether. Once they skipped, he realized only a minhag. He didn't say anything, right? So this is one of the main sources about making brachas on minhagim, right? One of the main sources. So a little bit connected is for women, right? So the svardim again, the women don't make a bracha if they do a mitzvah sasei shas man grama. They don't make a bracha. The svardim, they don't make a bracha if they sit in the sukkah or if they shake a lulav, and Ashkenazim do, right? Because they follow this tosas, they follow the ideas of this tosas. They even make a bracha. It's not really the same thing. That's a mitzvah.
What about Kiddush on the second day of Shabbos?
So we do make a bracha.
And
Svardim, they also do. They also do. So that's what I said, because it's really a derabanan. It's really a derabanan. The Gemara called it a minhag, because that's maybe why the Rabbanan made it a derabanan. It had become a minhag for so many years, so they gave it the status of a derabanan. It's not a minhag at all. Certain things, it is a minhag, like if you travel to Israel, how many days do you hold back and forth, so then you have all the minhagim rules. That could be true, but it's really a din derabanan. Right? Tosfos says it's a minhag, what do you think you make brachas on a minhag? It's not really a minhag. That's the way they get out of this Tosfos. Some of his rayas are stronger than the others. Right? But that's what we do what our parents did, but and it's all good. Okay. Better to fight about this stuff than to fight about other things. Right. Boy mine Ashion debe Ashion Tana debe Rav Ami Mayor of Ami. There's gonna be unrelated members over here. Hashori betainis. If you're in the middle of a tainis, mahu shiyitom. Can you taste the food? Take a nibble. I can have a suda. It's the middle of a tainis. What kind of tainis is it? Is it a tainis yachid? Is it a tainis tzibur? Are you gonna swallow it? Are you gonna spit it out? All these are machlokas. So, achilu v'shtia kibul aleha v'haleka. I said I'm not going to eat or drink. I'm not eating or drinking. I'm just taking the taste. O dilma, hana kibul aleha v'ikah. Or is it a hana issue? and I'm getting Hana. Right? Bottom Tosfos says, O Dilma, Hai Lishna Mashma, Demayer B'Tainas Yachid. It's Mashmi here, it's Tainas Yachid. I'd say for a Yartzeit, or for some other reason, you're fasting, you had a bad dream, whatever it is. It's Mashmi here, that's what it is. I'm accepted upon myself. Right? Abel, B'Tainas HaKasuv, Lo. But a Tainas that's written in Navi, we're not talking about a Tainas like that. Right? We're not talking about that. It's a Mashma life. Amalei, it's no problem. You can taste it, no problem. Says the next Tosfos. You have to spit it out. The only problem would be if you swallow it. Avol boleya, lo afilu b'shar tainus. Mishum haki polit in tzarach brachas yenu nana. It must be spit it out. You can't swallow it. I can't imagine that. So listen to the Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Tov Kuf Samach Zayin, talking about eating on fast day. He says like this: Hashari b'tainus, yachol litom kidei revius. You're allowed to taste up to revius. Ubulvadji yiflot. As long as you spit it out. Ubiyom haki purim. Ubatish above. Aser. Yom Kippur and Tishrei, you can't even do that. Says the Rama, V'yesh machbirin b'chol tainus tzibur v'chei noagin. No, we don't do that. Right? So I don't try them to do that? I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't know if anyone would do that. Taste the soup and then spit it out? I don't think, it needs more salt? I don't know if anybody would do that on a tainus, but the Bechaber does allow it. Why does he allow it? Based on this Gemara. Right? The next halacha, which we don't have time to do, is about mouthwash or things like that. But eating, the Rama seems to say no. Even if you're going to spit it out. Next. Just one more line. Tanya Amihachi. If you taste something, you don't have to make a bracha on that. V'hashoroi b'tainis. And if you're shoroi in a tainis, toeim v'eim b'kachlum, you can taste it, it's no problem. Ad kama, how much can you taste? Rata tami ad shir reviyasa. Up to a reviyas. It comes up on sometimes, once in a while, asar b'tavis falls out on a Friday. And there's a special key of tasting the food before Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, Shabbos the seed, the Mishnah Berurah says. So what do you do then? So, okay, so you don't, once every 7 years, you don't do it. Okay, what can I tell you? Once you're a Sephardi. Amrav, kolonos enjom lachaveiro, kodim shiyisfalo. If you say hello to your friend before you daven, ke'ilu asa abama. It's like you made a bama. So terrible. Shinemar chidlu lachem in adam asher nesham va'apo bo bameh nechshavu. The word bameh. What do we consider you? I'll take a bameh el bama. Ushmul omer bameh chashavto lazev lo eloka. He's rather going to meet his buddy than to daven to Hashem. Right? So it's such a terrible thing. Masiv Rav Sheshes. But wait a minute. How can that be so terrible? The Mishnah said that v'aprakim shalom ne'ashalom shalom ne'akav odu meshiv. But the Mishnah said you could answer somebody if you meet him during Shema. So what do you mean you're not allowed to greet somebody before Shemona Esrei, before you daven? It's a beferish Mishnah that you're allowed to. So Tergum of Avadva, B'mashkim Lepitzcho. No, the only time you're not allowed to do it is if you go to the guy's house to visit him. That's a problem. But if you bump into somebody in the street, you're allowed to say hello. No problem about that. People have a hakpada that you shouldn't say the word shalom. It's the name of Hashem. That's shalom aleichem. He's saying good morning, right? You can say something else, boker tov. But to say the word shalom, that some people don't want to do, even if you bump into somebody. But if you're walking into shul, you bump into somebody. Good morning. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. The problem here is when you go out of your way. I'm not going to daven now. I'm going to go meet my buddies. That's a problem. So if you're sitting in davening and somebody big, the president walks in, you're allowed to answer him. We'll say the parentheses. Amar of Yona, Amar of Zera, Kala Ose, Chafatza of Kodoshi, Isfalel. If you do your personal needs before you daven, Ki'ilu Ban Obama, it's like you brought Obama. Amale Bama Marta. It's like you brought Obama, it's like it's the back of Obama. That's a little harsh. Amale, no. Lo, Amale, lo. Aser Kamir. I meant to say it's Aser. Kidav Idi Bar Oven, Amar of Idi Bar Oven, Amar of Itzchak Bar Shion, Aser Lol Adam, Lasa, Chafatza of Kodoshi, Isfalel. You're not allowed to do your personal needs before you daven, right? Some people do, they go to the gym, or they have a dafyomi. So I think that if you have a set schedule for davening and you don't miss it, I'm not so sure this applies. This might apply where, you wake up, let me do what I have to do. Then let me Like, it's not forefront in your mind. Right? But if people get up early and they do things because they're early risers and they don't miss minyan, I'm not sure that it applies like that. Right? I'm not so sure. Oh, we're talking about the morning, right. The eating is, I don't remember if we're going to do this today or a different day. We're talking about the morning, right. Talking about the morning. Well, you can't sit around waiting for mincha the whole day, right? What? Right, it doesn't say anything, exactly. Shenemar, tzadik lefach, pa'amim. Farmer vidi bar'oven amar vitach bar'ashian kal mespal v'achakach yote l'derech. But if you daven, then you go on your way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu otz lo chavatzav. Hashem will do your needs. Shenemar, tzadik lefanav yahalech v'sham l'derech pa'amav. Fine, very good. Amar v'yona amar v'zera. Kalon shivaz yamin below chalom nikra ra. If you sleep for 7 days without a dream, you're called evil. Shenemar, v'sheva yalin bal yifkod ra. Sorry, it's really saveya. Altrikwi. Saveya elasheva. You have 7 days without dreams. That's a terrible thing. If you fill yourself up with Torah, then you go to sleep. You have no bad news in your life. Like it says, fine. These are the Bein HaPrakim. Amar Rav Avo, Amar Rav Yochanan, Halacha Krib Yehuda, the Amar, Bein Hashem, Bein Elokechem, Le'emes V'yatziv, Lo Yasek. Between Hashem, Elokechem, Emes, and V'yatziv, you should not talk. Right? That's one of the times you shouldn't really talk. Even if the president's here. Even if the king is here. Right? Even if your boss is here. You don't talk. Amar Rav Avo, Amar Rav Yochanan, that's the reason for that. V'chziv, it's a pasuk. The pasuk in Yirmiyah, it says, Vashem Elokechem Emes. Now, Chozev Omer Emes? O Eino Chozev Omer Emes. So you say Hashem Elokechem Emes. Now, what's the next word in the Siddur? In the morning? Emes V'yatziv. Do you say the word Emes again? Think about this. I was thinking about it the whole day yesterday, because what do we do? Amar Biyavo Amar Biyachanan. So the first man Amar says, you don't say Emes again. Amar Biyavo Amar Biyachanan, Chozev Omer Emes. Yeah, you say Emes again. Rabba Omer, Eno Chozev Omer Emes. You don't say Emes again. Hahu Denachis Kame De Rabba. There was once this guy by Rabba. Shame Rabba De Amar Emes Emes Tre Zimni. He said Emes twice. Amar Rabba, call Emes Elas Tafsalahai. This guy likes the word Emes. Right? He's saying so many Emeses. Right? He really likes the word Emes. Right? So listen to this mechaber. It's fascinating. He says, where is it? Here it is. Kriyashma Yesh Rama Tevos has 245 words. This is not the Chassidish Torah. This is the mechaber. Kidei lahashlun l'ramach kinegedei varb shel adam misayin shliach tzibur Hashem Elokechem Emes. V'chozev omer b'kol ram Hashem Elokechem Emes. So when a chazan says Hashem Elokechem Emes, those are three extra words that get attributed to you. U'bazeh kol adam yotze. That's your yotze for that. Ho'il v'shomer mipiv shal shiach tzibur tovas elu. V'im ha'yachid rotze gam kein la'omer m'ashiach tzibur ain't iser b'davar. You want to say them along with the shiach tzibur, that's not a problem. Right? So what is that mashma? That's mashma that, okay, well, let's go, 1 minute. Now, what if you're alone? So if you're alone, I just thought of something. What?
If you're alone, you definitely need to be mashma. If you're alone, Kelmelech.
Because the Svardim don't hold from the Kelmelech Neman. That's only a Ramah. The Svardim say, but Mechaber says, if you're alone, what do you do? What do you do? He says, you repeat it. Yechavein betes vav vavin shebe emes v'yativ. You have kavana by the 15 vavs of emes v'yativ. 15 times 6 is 90. That's kineged the shalosh shemos havaya. Shekal shem havaya is 26. And the arba osios is 30. That's like a lot of remembering to get to that. Says the Ramah, v'yesh od tam acher b'davar. Okay. Then it says over here, V'yesha kasvu dekala karakish of Yachid Yomer, Kel Melech Neman. Say Kel Melech Neman, that brings you to the 248. So the two, then 1 second. So Hashem Elokeichem Emes are not part of the 245. Right? They're not part of the 245. Everybody I know says Hashem Elokeichem Emes anyway. Right? So anyway, you get the 248 by yourself. Then the Shliach Tzivur says Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Then you should not really say the word Emes again. People do that? They don't. Nobody does that, right? I think some people might do that. The thing about what you have to sleep, the thing about what you do in the morning, nobody says the word, you don't say the word Emes again. Just sort of write V'yatzit. Right? Yeah, very interesting. Right, I think the Mishnah Berurah does bring down that you should repeat, if you're alone, you repeat. Some people, I don't know what the big deal about saying Kel Melech Ne'eman is, but apparently that was not a favored thing to do. You know? So they repeat, if you're alone, like Iran said, you repeat Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Again. Okay. Okay. Good. Next. Okay, we're not going to finish it off today. We'll try. Amar of Yosef, Kama Maila Hashmaita Dechi Asar of Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Amar Bar Rava, how awesome was that word that he said? Arvis, the by Mayriv, Darbel Bene Yisov, Mar Daleim, and Yosham Bekechem Emes. Amalei Abaya, Mama Al Yusuf, what's the big deal with that word? V'ha'amar Rav Chana, Amar Rav, Lo Yaschil, you shouldn't start saying Vayomer, V'yim Hischil Gomer. But if you said it, you have to finish it. V'chi Teim V'amarta Aleihem Lo Haveschala, just saying the words, V'amarta, V'aleihem, is not really even cool beginning it. V'amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Amar Rav, Darbel B'nei Yisrael, Lo Haveschala, V'amarta Aleihem Haveschala. So once you start saying Vayomer, you have to finish. So, Amar Rav Papa, Kasavi b'marava v'amarta aleihem nami lahavi aschala ad the amar v'asu lahem tzitzis. So anyway, even though you only have to get to the end of that parsha there, if you want to mention tzitzis or you want to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, we start from Vayom, we say the whole parsha. Amar Abaya hilkach, therefore not aschuli maschalinan. We begin at the beginning the kamas maschli b'marava. That's what they did that in the West. The kivod aschalinan migmar nami gamrinan. And once we start it, we finish it. But the Amar Rav Kahana, Amar Rav Lo Yachal V'Yim Hitzchel Gomer. You don't have to start it, but once you do, you finish it. So the Maila was that we do. We go out of our way to say extra words. Chia Bar Rav Amar Ani Hashem Elokeichem Tzarech Lomer Emes. Lo Amar Ani Hashem Elokeichem Ein Tzarech Lomer Emes. Right? So Gemara says V'Boi Lad Kuri Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ah, you have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Amar Hachi. Say as follows. Modem anachnu lach Hashem Elokeinu shotzisenu me'aretz Yitzrayim uftisenu beis avadim vatzitzu lanu nisim v'gvuros al yom v'sharinu lach. So you can say all that, it's very good. Next. Amar Rishua ben Karcha, lama kadma parsha Shema. The question was, the Mishnah asked, why is Shema before v'hayim Shema? So the top Tosfos asked, I'll tell you why it's before. Because it comes before in the Torah. Parsha Ve'ezchanan is before Ekev. So Tosfos, that couldn't have been the question because v'yomer is before both of them. And it's last. It's in Parsha Shlach. So why is
it? We had a machlokes before whether you have to say one Parsha, two Parshas, or three Parshas.
Right.
Nobody says you don't say Shema.
Correct. So why is it?
So what's the question? Why you say Shema first? That's the one that everybody agrees is the one you must say.
Uh-huh. So Tosfos says, the reason I would have said V'hayim Shema first is because it's written in Lashon Rabbim. And therefore it has Kedima. So the Gemara says, no, that's not the reason. The reason is because Shema comes before. Tanya, Rav Shimon ben Yochai Omer, B'din hu shiyakta shav l'hayim shemoa. Really, I'll tell you another reason why Shema should come first. Shazel lil mod, v'zel alamed. Because Shema talks about learning, and v'hayim talks about teaching. You have to know before you can teach. V'hayim shemoa l'vayomer, v'hayim shemoa comes before v'yomer, shazel lil mod, v'zel asos. V'hayim shemoa is about teaching, and v'yomer is about doing. So Gemara says, what kind of answer is that? Atu shema lilmod ispe lalame les lasas lespe? What, the first parsha doesn't talk about teaching, it doesn't talk about doing? Foxy if it says, Vishinantam Uksavtam Visu also. Vahayim Shmoa Lilmod Hu the Ispe. I'm sorry, Lalame, Hu the Ispe. It's about teaching Velasos Lespe? It's not about doing? Foxy Vukshartam Uksavtam. What are you talking about? Ella, rather, Hachik Amar. Really, here's what he meant to say. Bedin hu really shetaktim shema levahayim shemoa. Really, you should precede shema to levahayim shemoa. Why? Shazel lilmod ulamet ulasam. Shema has all three. Vayim Shemoa Livayomer Shizay Yeshba Lilmo Lulamed Ulasas. And that has two. And Vayomer Ein Be'el Olasas Bilvad. Right? It only has one thing. What's the one thing? To do. Vayomer doesn't say anything about learning. It doesn't say anything about teaching. It just has to do things. So Vatebek Leibu Yushur Ben Karcha. What's wrong with Yushur Ben Karcha's reason? That you first recabal all Macha Shemaya, then you recabal all. Why did Rabbi Shurim Bayachai have to come up with another reason? The answer is, you're right. Chada v'od kamar. You're right, he's nothing wrong with that reason. Chada, first of all, k'dei shekabal of all Macha Shem Tchila, v'achakabal of all mitzvot. V'od b'shum de'ispe mili achwinasa. And then have all these other things. All these other reasons. Good? Very good. Next fascinating story. Rav, Masha Yode, he washed his hands. The Kara Kriya Shema, he recited Kriya Shema. The Anach Tfilin, and then he put on his Tfilin. The Tzali, and then he davened. So Rashi says, Pamachas Ruhu Sha'asakim. One time we saw this. One time we saw this happen. After he said Shema, he then put on his Tfilin. That's a strange thing. Right? But says Rashi, the Gemara says, one time he did that. So, that's what the Gemara is going to answer. But why didn't he put on his tefillin before? Right, so that's what the Gemara is going to answer. The Gemara is going to answer the tefillin were on the en route. Somebody was bringing them, the guy was late. The Gemara is going to give that answer. Before we get to the answer, look at the Tosfos of Umanach Tefillin Umatzlei. Tosfos is also fascinating how these guys are so on the ball. Listen to what he says. He says, Mahasa Mashma, Shemutar lahaniach tefillin ben ge'ula l'tefila? After Shema, before Shema, now you're putting on your tefillin? You're making a hefsik now like this? You're making a bracha? V'chein betalis, meniach adam taliso ben ge'ula l'tefila. You're saying it with a talis. V'chein matzino shav Yitzchak b'Rav Yehuda, shalach achar taliso, somebody sent them a talis, v'shah, the guy got the hashliach, the shliach got delayed, u'kvar kara kriya Shema b'rucho seha. So he already made the brachas on Kriya Shema. He already said Kriya Shema. Then the shliach walked in. He put on the talis and then he said Shmona Esrei. Right? V'hevi raya mehacha mehidirav mikol makom heshachalik ben tefillin l'talis. I can make a difference. The ikur Kriya Shema v'tefila shayachi b'tefillin. We're going to see in a minute that you can't really say Shema without tefillin on. If you do, it's like giving false edus. Whether that applies by tittus, we're going to see in a minute. But Tosfos assumes it does not apply by tittus. Kedam Rasal, Kilu made Eid Shekhar Ba'atma. Pirish, Adon Shetiva, Shahu, Kori, Vayel, Totapos, Oz, Al Yedecha, Te'ain. Hashem said, we're tefillin for an oath, and here you are, you're saying Shema, and you're not wearing tefillin? That's like false testimony. Then he says, Utfilinami Kedamarin, Kori, Kisham, Espel, Zurik, Balcha, Shemayim, Aval Titus, Che'ain, Elochovas, Talis. Titus is different. It's a chovas talis. She'im yesh lo talis chayev. V'imein lo pater mitzitzis v'yachalukos kriyishma below tzitzis v'adeh havi hasaka. Says Tosa, tzitzis would be totally different. What's the big deal if you say kriyishma without tzitzis on? Or talis? What's the big deal? That's not false to Avis at all. Right? We'll get to that in a minute. V'arav Rav Moshe Mikutzi haya omer da'filu mikan ein raya d'matzil nema hanach tefillin below bracha. Maybe he put it on without a bracha. Ula'achar shmona esrei, memash meish b'hem, he fiddled around with them. U'muvarach aleim, and now he made a bracha now. U'bahani, u'bahachi tzaki, shikam mutter, l'satzei petalis v'od shiyodim v'tu nefes, v'achar shiyodim v'yonash petalis v'zohar. Same thing over here. It could be that your hands were dirty, or the guy came late. So put it on, don't make a bracha. And then later you make a bracha, or you don't even make a bracha. So, fascinating discussion on some side points in the story here. Right, Rav said Shema, then the tefillin showed up, and he put them on. So did he make a bracha or not? So it's really a machlokas, two opinions in Tosfos. Can you make a bracha at that point or not? Right? Back to the Gemara. V'hechi avad haki. How could you do that? How can Rav make? How can he put on tefillin now at all? V'atana hachofer kuch lemeis bekever. If somebody is in the middle of digging a grave for somebody, which by the way is a mitzvah, right? Pater mi kriyashma, umina tfila, umina tfilin, umikal mitzvah samuris batorah. You're pater. Why are you pater? Because you're osik b'mitzvah. I'm osik in the mitzvah of burying somebody. I'm pater from all the other mitzvahs. So too over here. He's osik in the mitzvah of davening. He's pater now from the mitzvah of tfilin. Right? Tosfos says, why did the Megillah have to say, if you're parted from Kriya Shema, and from Tefillah, and from Tefillin, and from every other mitzvah? Aren't these also every other mitzvah? Right? Aren't they all every other mitzvah? Why are they going to have to specify all the mitzvahs? So Tosfos says, Tosfos says, the only answer is about Kriya Shema. And he says, because since Kriya Shema has a time factor, I would have thought, no, stop the burial, go say Kriya Shema, and then finish the burial. Kamashma, you don't have to do that. You're going to mitzvah on Kriya Shema. So you mitzvah on Kriya Shema. You're middle busy with a mitzvah. Right? Also, you mitzvah. Others say, different shot. I would have thought maybe there's a hierarchy in mitzvahs. After all, tefillin and shema and tefillah, these are such lofty things. They're about kabbalah, malchus shemayim. Maybe they beat burying somebody. Kamashma, no, they don't beat it. They don't beat it. Also, there's no such thing as a hierarchy. I'm doing a small mitzvah. But we don't play those games. You're middle of a mitzvah. You're middle of a mitzvah. Okay. So back to the story. Higiyah zman kriya shema. Allah v'nota yadav u'maniach tefillin. When the zman of kriya shema comes, the guy's in the middle of burying somebody, so he stops what he's doing. He says he puts on tefillin. V'kori kriya shema u'mishpal. And then you say kriya shema. Then you daven. So it says, wait, hagup akasha. Reisha amarta pater. The Rashi said Yipater, and now we just said Yichayev, the guy who's burying. So go holo kasha, seifa betrayv Rashi b'chad. Now there's two people, so you can take a break for 5 minutes, go daven, and then come back, and the other guy can take the break. If you're the only guy, you can't take a break. Then Yipater taka, because you're in the middle of a mitzvah. Okay. Anyway, mikolakom kasha l'rav. It's still a kasha on Rav. So Gemara says, Karav kirushur ben karcha svirulei. Rav held like kirushur ben karcha. That said what? The Amar all machashan tchila. So first I'm going to say Shema, and then I'm going to put on Tefillin, which is a mitzvah. So Gemara says, wait a minute. Eimar d'amar Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, lahatim kriya l'kriya. That was just, which parsha do you say first? So Rabbi Shua ben Karcha said, say Shema first, because it's about all Malchus Shemayim. Kriya l'asiya mishmasle? Did Rabbi Shua ben Karcha mean that first you're going to daven, and then you're going to do a mitzvah? He didn't mean that. V'su, misav alokim Rabbi Shua ben Karcha? We don't even hold like that. I was once by Rav. Umaktim, he got up. Umashi yade, umuvarech. Umasni lo on pirkin. First he learned a little bit. Umonach tefillin. Then he put on tefillin. Vahadr kari kriyishma. And then he recited kriyishma. So he did the mitzvah of Talmud Torah anyway before Shema. What he put doesn't make any sense. Right? So back to the question. Why did Rav, what's the question now? Right? Why did Rav say Shema before putting on his tefillin? That's the question I'm up to. If you want to tell me that it wasn't yet time for Kriya Shema, so imkein ma'as haduse d'Rav Chiya Barashi. So then what was Rav Chiya Barashi telling us the story for? The story has no relevance. Therefore, lafuke manda amar lemishna ein tzarach levarech. Maybe he said it to tell you that there was an opinion earlier that for Mishnayis, you don't have to say a bracha. Right? It's not considered real learning. It's only, we had that opinion. Kamash Milan, the Aflamish, Nami Tzarech Levarech. Maybe that was a point of that story. Mikal Makom Kasha L'Rav. It's still the Kasha according to Rav. What's the Kasha? Right? What's the Kasha? So what's the Kasha here? The Kasha is, why did Rav say Shema before he put on his tefillin? Right? The answer is, Shluchei hu da'avitz. The shliach was delayed, says Rashi. Hashliach kilkel she'ichar lavalo tefillin me'ikara. The shliach was supposed to bring the tefillin, but he got stuck in traffic. V'yigi hazman kriya shema. Time for kriya shema came. V'huskuk likros. He had to read it. Kidei shelo yavra zman. He shouldn't fast lose his man. So when the shliach showed up, he put them on. That you can't bring a raya from a story like that. And now we'll do one more line. Amar Ula, kol hakorei kriyishma below tefillin. Anybody that reads kriyishma without wearing tefillin, ki'ilu meyud edus sheker ba'atmo. It's as if you're giving false testimony. Amar b'chia bar Abba, Amar b'yochanan, why? So we said before because the pasuk says you should wear an os and you should wear a tefillin and you should wear a yad and a shal rosh. And here you are saying those very words and you're not wearing it. I saw Shiloh. What about on Tisha B'Av mourning? On Tisha B'Av mourning, are you made sheker because you're saying shal without tefillin? I don't think that's really a problem. That can't be true, right? That can't be right.
Every
Shabbos, right? So on what? Right, lots of right, exactly. That can't be right. The question that really comes up is, what about tzitzis? Because we also say the parasha of tzitzis. We also say the parasha of tzitzis. And the Gemara doesn't say that if somebody wears somebody says Shema without tzitzis, he's giving false testimony. We don't say that. So Tosfos answered that before. Tosfos answered that, but that's what Tosfos said. Because tzitzis you don't have to wear. It's not a chiyuv on you. It's a chiyuv on the beged. It's a chiyuv on you. If you have a four-corner garment in your drawer, if you're wearing that bag, right. So if you have a four-corner garment in your drawer, you don't have to put tzitzis on them. They can sit in your drawer your whole life without, right? But the point is, it only applies to the four-corner garments. If you're not wearing a four-corner garment, what if you are wearing a four-corner garment without tzitzis? Are you then being made a desheker? So that's a machloket. Some say, yeah, absolutely you are.
If you're wearing the garment, you're not being made a desheker.
What do you mean? I'm wearing a four quarter and I'm not wearing tzitzis. I'm saying shema. And I'm saying, Vasul lab tzitzis, al kanfos b'dayim. Is that a sheker?
You got a bigger problem.
What's the bigger problem?
The bigger problem is
that you're mevatel the mitzvah of tzitzis. Yeah. Right. So, what? Right. So it's a machlokes. It's a machlokes. The Magen Avraham says, it's based on a Zohar, if you're wearing a four-corner garment without tzitzis, you are being made a desheker. Why did the Gemara say it? The Gemara didn't say it because it doesn't apply to everybody. Only in a situation where you're wearing a four-corner garment, you didn't put tzitzis on. That doesn't apply to everybody. The Nemuka Yosef says it only applies to tefillin. Tefillin's in a different league. Tefillin's about nisim of Hashem, and it has a whole different connotation to it, and therefore it only applies to tefillin, and it would not apply by tzitzis. All right? We'll stop here. Everybody have a good day.
Oh, yeah.